The Bath County Board of Supervisors met Tuesday, October 8th at 6 o'clock at the courthouse in Warm Springs. In a letter regarding the sound complaints due to Speyside and Snyder & Snyder attorneys at law to County Administrator Ashton Harrison and the board, it says, quote, "The sound study reports that the sound levels from the Speyside's facility measured at its property line, which is the standard place of measure, were not unusual for an industrial facility and had a sound level around 60 decibels. In short, the sound study confirms that the noise generated by Speyside's innocuous and nominal sound level of a normal conversation. A review of the county noise ordinance also reveals that the sound from the conduct of Speyside's business is not prohibited by the ordinance, nor does it restrict when a business may conduct its operations. In light of the findings from the sound study and the nominal sound levels measured therein, as well as a review of the county noise ordinance, we believe that the same reasons the county should now consider this matter closed, both as to the complaints regardless of which county department they may be lodged, as well as entertaining any suggestion of amending the existing regulations that may in any way impair Speyside's use of its property for its business," unquote. During the public comment, Marty Plecker says,
"But I cannot go anywhere for 11 hours a day on my property and not hear the awful sound. Our ordinance says anything that's harmful or bothers a person. That's what it's right now. As far as 60 decibels go, that's somebody's opinion."
Sheriff Robert Plecker asked the board,
"Is there any ordinance right now in place for the industrial park, noise ordinance?"
Attorney Michael Lockabee answered with,
"The noise ordinance deals with three specific situations, none of which deal with this particular area. It has a very general statement which applies a reasonable person standard, which is to say noise which would be bothersome or offensive to a reasonable person. The problem that with that is completely unenforceable. But we do need to fix this, and I think Mr. Singleton would agree."
At the end of the meeting, Lockabee said that the staff is working on coming up with proposals to revise the ordinance. Also during the meeting, the board honored the 100th anniversary of Piney Grove Baptist Church, represented by Linda and Renee Cardwell. They received a plaque, and Mr. Bird shared some history about the church. The next Board of Supervisors meeting will be November 12th at 6 o'clock at the courthouse in Warm Springs. The public is always welcome to attend. For AMR News, I'm Abby Dufour.